Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. On today's program, I'm joined by two guests. I have Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti. And today we are also joined by the Chamber's summer intern, Drew Levan. So Drew and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
So Lindsay, we'll start with you because we're actually going to talk about an assortment of topics all centered around the Chamber today, starting with the Better My Business workshops. You have a couple of these coming up here. What can you tell me about them?
That's right. So we talked a little bit about them last week, but just to recap, we have the Better My Business program. It's a series of workshops. And this month, we actually have two presentations because we postponed one to later this month. And so the first one will kick off at noon, Wednesday, the 24th of July, and that will be with Iowa Legal Aid. And the whole topic will be on avoiding legal hazards. So as a business owner or getting into business, just things to be aware of and to kind of help make sure that your ducks are in a row so that you can spend the time on actually working your business. So that will be on Wednesday the 24th, and then the very next Wednesday in the evening on the 31st, we will have the Small Business Development Center coming out to do the business canvas workshop that was scheduled for last month. So the business model canvas is similar to kind of a draft of writing a business plan. And so it's kind of a matter of brainstorming and working through some of those topics that ultimately will help for writing a business plan. So both of those workshops, we have really great resources coming to town to help us with that and great topics for anyone interested in starting a business or has recently started a business that needs a little help.
All right, so make a pitch to people out there listening right now on why they should give these workshops a try and the whole Better My Business program in general a try.
Sure. So the main thing is that these are free. They're not just for chamber members. They're for anyone that is interested in starting or has a business. This is really an opportunity to talk to the experts. So if you have a question or are thinking about different things, this is a really great chance to be in the same room with those that can answer those questions. But also just the networking opportunity to be in the same room as other businesses, maybe at the same stage, maybe not, that can bounce ideas off of each other and ultimately support each other in the business endeavors that those that attend seek. So it's just a matter of getting together, ultimately bettering individual businesses, but also our business climate here in Perry.
All right. Well, now you just wrapped up a big, big event of the summer and no rest for the weary because coming up here quicker than you might even think, you have the next big summer event and that's the next Friday Fest. What can you tell me about this one?
So the next Friday Fest will be Friday, August 2nd. And so that's more of a save the date at this point at the Patty Park Bandshell. It's a great location for our Friday Fest. So we will hear more about that soon.
All right. Well, now I want to bring in Drew, actually, because he's been kind of heading up the topic that I want to ask about next. That is the weekly farmers market. So first of all, Drew, tell us about your involvement with the farmers market and how you feel like it's been going.
It's been going great. Recently, we've moved into the street just because of expansion needs and more vendors, and we're getting more emails and messages every day to get more vendors. So that's really good. And the feedback we've heard from moving to the street has been great so far.
All right. So coming up next week, you have the next special event on the farmers market. What can you tell me about this event?
So that'll be the Feed the Market event. We plan on having Hy-Vee and Fairway there to have a watermelon feed type of thing or fruit kebabs. And we're looking to invite other businesses to come and maybe give free samples, but that's in the works. But yeah, it's going to be a great event.
All right. Now, Drew, you've been the summer intern here for basically the entire summer. How did you first of all get involved with interning with the chamber?
So I was told that they were looking for an intern, and I basically just emailed and gave them my information. And being from Perry, you know, I kind of had an inside edge, I feel like. And then, yeah, ever since then, it's been great.
All right. What have your tasks and that sort of thing mostly involved?
Basically just event planning. The biggest one was sesquicentennial and then farmers market every week. So that's an every week thing that we have to plan for, which takes a lot. But now with sesquicentennial out of the way, we have a lot of that done. So now we're just looking forward to the farmers markets and the next Friday Fest.
Okay, what do you feel like you've learned from taking part in all this event planning so far this summer?
I've learned a lot. You don't really think about all the small things that go into an event, like insurance, portable restrooms, just things that you'd never think about when planning an event. Now that I know how to do that, I just feel like I'm ready for if I ever had to hold my own event.
All right. So what do you hope to gain from all this experience?
Just a lot of learning advice and things and connections. I feel like I've met a lot of people in the community, and I feel like my network has grown a lot, so that's always good.
Okay, so is working with the chamber or event planning something that you are looking into doing as a career, maybe?
Well, my major is marketing, but I do kind of want to look into event planning, as it's been really fun, and I feel like it'd be a good thing to go into. And I'd like to, you know, hold events. I don't know of what kind or whatever, but, you know, it might be a career path down the way.
All right. Well, now I want to bring in Lindsay one more time. And we alluded to it just a little bit ago, but I wanted to get your feelings on really what is the biggest event every year for Perry, and was made even bigger this year with the 4th of July and the Sesquicentennial Celebration. Just sort of a final recap of that whole weekend.
So the 4th of July celebration is already a pretty big event, with it being all day and a lot of people involved with that. So adding several other days after that really made for a huge event over the whole weekend. And I think with all of the planning that went into it, all the generous donations, not only monetary but in kind, and also just the time involved with different volunteers, I think everything went very successfully. I've heard very positive responses on the event overall, and people were really excited about celebrating this milestone for Perry. So it's just been nice to kind of look back and say that we did it and be happy with the outcome, and that people were really excited about the celebration. So I think just a big thank you is well deserved for all those that were involved in it.
Absolutely. And from what I understand, you still have some merch left over, correct?
That is right. So we still have some shirts and some coins. Those are available still at the farmers market on Thursdays, but then also at the chamber office. We will have a recap meeting next Tuesday at noon at Towncraft to just kind of go over some of the final things, make sure we get our thank you cards out, decide what we want to do with coins and shirts and different things like that. So anyone is welcome to attend that. Obviously, this isn't an annual event, so there's really no need to say what we're going to change and do next year. But it is an opportunity to kind of give ourselves a pat on the back and kind of finalize some details and go from there.
All right. Well, Lindsay Pasuti and Drew Levan with the Perry Chamber, anything else that either of you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that's about it for now, but just overall to keep an eye out on Facebook and things that we're doing with our Better My Business program, and also with the farmers market each week. Definitely things are coming on now with tomatoes, sweet corn coming up soon. So really a lot going on there and a lot of opportunity to get out and buy local produce.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lindsay, and for Drew as well, for joining me this week. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti and Drew Levan. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.